from Sweden's friends. This year should be a special storming of Rosh Hashiyichu. The Schus Refuas Svi Ben Yittel, the Schus Refuas Moshe Ben Malka, the Schus Mordechai Elhil Ben Yosef Halevi, the Schus Bulma Dali Bas Chananina, Chol Nilve Meleam, the Schus Nagedah Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Chol Nilve Meleam, Chol Tzeha Latzeham. And we're going to be discussing Emir Tashem, the Inyan of Mechusar Zman, Lahakrabu Lahekdesh, based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agomar Bel Pavarsky, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Panovich, the Gemara in Yuma, and of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, says that Rav holds that Baalei Chaim are not Nidchim, that a Baal Chaim that wasn't Roy Lahakrava can afterwards become Roy Lahakrava, can afterwards become fitting to become a carbon, even though it was pushed away, but afterwards it could become fitting again. The Gemara says, my time of the Rav, what's Rav's reason? The Yalef me mechusir zman, afagav dehash lo chazik yadr mechzi shapir dami, hachanami lo shnai, learns from mechusir zman, an animal that's not yet the proper age, it's not yet the proper time to bring the animal. Nevertheless, even though it's mechusar zman, the animal lacks time, so that means it's not roi, and yet afterwards it becomes the zman and it becomes roi. So to here, if you have an animal that was pushed away for whatever reason, afterwards it could become roi again, just like an animal that's mechusar zman. Frak de gemara mi dami, how can you compare hasim lo chazikal hachanir v'nitcha? No, you can't compare. There, the animal was never roy in the first place. But here, the animal was roy, and then it was pushed off. So maybe if it was roy, near of a nitche, it became roy, and then it became disqualified. Maybe it's no good. And you can't compare it to mechusar zman, because there was never roy in the first place. So that shouldn't bother us. But if it's roy, like we're talking about here in the Gemara, in Yuma, where the animal was roi and then it became pushed off, so it should become completely disqualified. Tosis, Dibur HaMaschil Midami, wants to learn that by Mechusar Zman, it's Dachui Me'ikaro. The pshat in the Gemara is Hasam Lo Chazi Klal, so it's Dachu Me'ekar. So since it's Dachu Me'ekar, it's Beseder. Since it's pushed away from the get-go, it's Beseder. It's okay. However, Tosfos asks, according to this, how are we going to deal with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Dachu Me'ekar is Dachui? If Mechusar Zman is okay because it was Dachui Me'ikaro, so in the same way, we should say that any animal that's Dachui Me'ikaro should be Roi. And yet Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dachui Me'ikaro is not Beseder. It's Dachui. It's pushed off. Tosis proves it from a number of places. Tosis writes, you can't compare it to Mechusar Zman, because there, B'sha Shehikdisha, Haisa Dechuya. Tosis writes, V'lo Dami L'Mechusar Zman, Dehasa Misha Shehikdisha, Haisa Dechuya. Yevshal V'damot, Mikivan Shedivrei Rabbi Yochanan, הם כשהבהמה הייתה דחויה מהקרבה לאחר שהקדישו אותה. ולכן, אינה חוזרת ונראית לאחר מכן. יוחנן holds the problem is that it was sanctified, it was nitche, it was pushed off, it was disqualified after the sanctification. And therefore, it can't be fitting again. when he was makdish it, it was dechuya. And he's the Tosis is contrasting that with Mechusar's man. And Mechusar's man, Mishal Shekdisha, lo isa dechuya. Aval amar sha, kvar amad al devrei Tosvot. Mechusar's man also. By what's pshat with Mechusar's man? That he was makdishit when it wasn't yet roy, when it was Mechusar's man. And yet we say that it's beseder. So what does Tosis mean? Even if he was makdish it before this man, it was nitche, and nevertheless, come this man, it's beseder gamor. Now Tosis in Psachim, and Daf Tzadiches Amir Aleph writes, the shiny mechusu's man, the lowest chazi meolam, l'shum carbon. Mechusar's man is beseder because it was never roi to be a carbon. Bizman kavu lios roi liyom hashmini, and it has a set time in the eighth day. Hilkach lo shayif lemelef minei la'alma. Therefore, you can't learn to other cases. When it's roi to be a carbon, then it's nitche. But here it was never roi to be a carbon. However, that can't be what Tosis means over here. That Tosis means over here, that the reason it's okay is because it was never roy to be a carbon. How do you know that? Because later on in this very same Tosis, Tosis asks that by Mechusar's man, we say Laila l'kedusha. V'yom lahartza. V'af agav degabe mechusar's man. The next line in Tosis. Namem reinen laila kedusha v'yom lahartza. As kashel devrei Rabbi Yochanan. That any behema, you could be makdishit from the night of the eighth after its birth. So laila lahakdash. And then yom, the day, lahartza. Then you bring it on the eighth day. Then it's meratze. אז מבואר שאפשר להקדיש אותה בזמן, שאי אפשר עדיין להקריב אותה. So you see that you could be makdish the animal even before you could be makriv it. אז אם ככה נאמר, כיוון שבזמן ההקדש לא הייתה ראויה להקרבה. Since בזמן ההקדש, it wasn't fitting for הקרבה. Therefore, it's considered dachu meikaro, sheino chozev in nitcha. Tosis writes, alma afagav davida debeidna deaktishay loy chazi lakrova. Even though when you were makdishit, it wasn't roy lakrova at night. Afilu hachik you chazi lamachar makrivlay. Nevertheless, when it's roy tomorrow, you're makrivit. V'lo amar dachu meikaro. We don't say dachu meikaro. So how's Rabbi Yochanan going to deal with this? Who holds dachu meikaro is dachu? Here you were makdishit bisman sheino roy. As mitarzim tosvot, well, it's since it's not mechusar ma'ase begufo, kevan she'ena mechusar ma'ase begufo lo chashiv nitche, ve'od elay lo chazi la'krav b'shem karbanos. So first of all, it's not mechusar ma'ase begufo. You don't have to do any ma'ase in the guf carbon. You just have to wait. And anyway, laila is also not royal for any hakrabas karbanos. So therefore it's beseder to be makdishit at night. But according to Tosis and Psachim, who says that Mechusar's man is different because it was never roy l'shum carbon, when you were makdishit, it wasn't fitting to be any carbon, so then the kasha doesn't start. What was bothering Tosfos when Tosfos said Hey, what are you going to do with Laila L'Kedusha V'Yom L'Hartzah? The answer, according to Tosfos Pesachim, is Pashut. It's not Nidcha because it wasn't Roy L'Shum Karban. And then Tosfos doesn't have to come on to their Terutzim of, no, it's fine because you don't have to do a Maisiv Agufo, it's not considered Nidcha. Laila is not Zman L'Akrav L'Shum Karbano, so therefore it's not considered Nidcha. No, just say it was never Roy to be a Karban. As Sarich Levayer, at the Vrei HaTosfot, we go back to our Kasha and Tosfos that the Marasha asked. Gam b'mechus r'zman misha shekdisha haisa d'chuya. So what's Tosfos' teretz here? That Tosfos says, no, you can't compare it to Rabbi Yochanan's dachu me'ekaro, because Rabbi Yochanan's dachu me'ekaro, when you were makdish it was nitche, but here it's not. No. Here when you were makdashit, it is nitche. You were makdashit before the eighth day, it's nitche. And yet you can still bring it. You can still bring it because it's mechus rizman. It's only mechus rizman. So why is that different than Rabbi Yochanan? Misha shekdisha haisa d'chuya. You're also by Mechus Rizman Misha shekdisha haisa d'chuya. And Rabbi Yochanan says Dachui Me'ekaro is Dachui. But Mechus Rizman is not Dachui. Rabbi Yochanan's case is Gabi Behema, there are two Shutfin. One was makdish half, and then he brought the other half and was makdish it. So it's holy, but it's not karev because it was dachui. Couldn't bring it as a half. A kopana, we have to understand Tosis teretz, and we can't come on to the teretz of the Tosis in Pesachim. The pshat is mechus rizman is beseder because it was never roy for any carbon ever, and therefore it's beseder because you see from Tosis here doesn't hold that way. Because why do they ask laila l'kedusha v'yom l'hartzah? What's the problem with laila l'kedusha that it's holy in the eighth night? And what's the Mechus Rizman problem? Why is Tosfos asking that it's Mechus Rizman? It's not, it wasn't Roy L'Shum Karban Volum. Well, why is Tosfos bad that it's Dachui? If it wasn't, according to Tosfos and Pesachim, if it wasn't Roy for anything in the world, then it's not Dachui. So here also, why is Laila L'Kedusha problem? It was never Roy L'Shum Karban Volum. It's the night of the eighth. And yet Tosfos still asks the questions. You see that Tosfos here isn't learning like the Tosfos and Pesachim. So we have to understand Tosis here and answer the Marasha's Kasha. Shregam b'mechus rizman misha shekdisha was the chuya. So why in Rabbi Yochanan's case is it no good and here it is good? Mechus rizman it is good if misha shekdisha hai seruya. Elo hai seruya, and yet you can still bring it afterwards. In the Karnei Re'eim, he was Mevar Kavanas HaTosfos, Shebemechus Rizman, Eino Kadosh Klal, Ad Zmano, Ukimakdish La'achar Zmano. The Tosfos is learning, according to the Karnei Re'eim, that when you're Makdish an animal before the eighth day, when it's Mechus Rizman, so it's not holy yet. The holiness only kicks in on the eighth day, so it's like being makdish for afterwards. And therefore they asked, well, how does Laila L'Kedusha Yom L'Hartzah work? That means that at the eighth night it's already holy. So it should be dachui, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rashash also learns that what Tosis means is that b'mechusar zman, the dichu is before the hekdesh, because the hekdesh only kicks in on the eighth day, and the dichu, it's nidcha before the eighth day, and that's why it's beseder, because the dichu is before the hekdesh, not after the hekdesh. But then he asks, from Vlados Kachim, Shikvar Kitshu Mimei Iman. Vlados Kachim already became holy when they are in their mother's womb, or Bahaba Yasan, when they came into being. And we learn from the Pasuk, Asher Yulacha, that they are Karev. So what do you see from here? You see that when they're kadosh, they're already nitche. You obviously can't bring a b'me'in on a baba yasam. And yet they're still brought. You still bring vlados kachim. Even though they're a mechusar zman at the time of hekdesh. Now, even the Be'ikar Adin in Mechusar Zman Chol HaHekdesh, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi B'choras Chafal from Rebbeis writes Lahedya, She'ein Kiddusha Chol HaLav Klal. Tosis in Zvachim, Kuf Yedalid, Amit Beis, Tosir Maschil Heter, Bama writes, Lahedya, She'asu Lakdisham. But if you did, they're holy. And so too Tosis and Temura Yotes Amid Beis. Ayin Rambam Perakim Lechosir Mizbech. Perakim Alacha Yud. Vormi Divei Rambam Shechola Hekdesh. The Hekdesh is Chal. Machlokas Rishonim. Ula Divreim. So according to them, we still have the Kasha. How are they nitche? And then they become roy again. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, dachui meikaro is dachui. So here, they should be dachuyim, they should be pushed off. And yet we see not. You see that when you're makdish mechusar zman, according to Tosis and Zvachim and the Rambam, when you're makdish mechusar zman, the hekdesh is chal. It's not yet roy, it's nidcha, and then afterwards you can bring it as a carbon. How's that going to square with Rabbi Yochanan? We can also ask from a bechor that it's kadosh mishas leida, and nevertheless can't bring it right away. To wait 8 days, nevertheless, it's karev acher kach, veino nitche. Avshay mechusar zman v'lo roy l'akrava. You can bring it afterwards, and it's not pushed off, even though it was mechusar zman, it wasn't roy l'akrava, and it was mukdash, right? Because it's kadosh mishas leida. Nevertheless, you can bring it as a carbon. So these are all wonders that we have to somehow figure out. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will continue this and we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.